Hello and welcome to the Game of Life Masterclass. I am so excited to be sharing with you this journey of exploring the magic of Florence's teachings. Now, you're one of her students, so this isn't your first rodeo at working with her concepts to fulfill your square of life. And with all that you've learned and experienced, I want to ask you to just set everything aside and allow your mind to be a clean slate. And with that clean slate, hold that intention of accepting a higher understanding. Because when you hold that intention, you'll take in what I share, as well as the behind-the-scenes whispers of the angels and Florence's spiritual energy. Now, we want to begin with a clean slate, if you will, of not just information, but a clean slate of energy, unwrapping the shrink-wrapped energy of stress and anxiety, giving you the full opportunity to absorb not just the information, but the energy of this safe space for transformation and empowerment. So allow the energy of my words to speak to your heart. The energy will show you what you need to know and support you to voice the questions to go deeper into your understanding. Now, I want to ask you to take what resonates and put a pin in the rest, but ask the questions that come up. I would love it if you would ask your questions in the private Facebook group because someone else is probably wondering the same thing. And I want to tell you right now that no question is too small or too big to ask. Every question is important. Now, when you registered for this class, you drew a line in the sand with the universe, telling it that you mean business. You set the wheels of energy into motion to move you forward in miraculous ways. Blessings will flow left and right, but along with that expansion of energy, there may be a contraction. And in that contraction, the light will reveal energy that's been blocking you. Now, I'll be teaching you what to do with that energy, what it is, how it works, and what to do with it. But I really want to encourage you to ask questions. Don't try to deal with it on your own. Ask those questions. I'm here to support you to make this time of transition easier for you. And make no mistake, if you participate by listening and implementing the materials I provide in this class, you will experience transformation. You will experience change in your life. This is our safe, sacred space. This and the private Game of Life Masterclass Facebook group. Now, I don't know about you, but for the first 50 years of my life, oh my God, I can't be old enough to say that. Anyhow, for years, it was really hard for me to ask for help. So I usually didn't. And then I learned that life can be so much easier when I ask for help or ask to understand something better. So please, again, I cannot emphasize enough, ask your questions. Okay, so this is how our class is going to flow today. I'm going to share some admin details, and then I'll create our safe, sacred space with the angels, bringing our heart and mind into harmony. And then I'll unpack the first chapter of the Game of Life. And I'll bring Florence's outdated terminology into today's world and give you techniques and action steps to apply her concepts to fulfill your square of life. Okay, so the admin info. Number one, this class is experiential. Your homework is to apply what you're learning as we go. It's really important that you use the tools, generating questions, so you can get the answers you need to set yourself free from the bondage of fear. Again, please ask your questions. Okay, so did I say that enough times that you're really going to ask questions? Okay, number two, you've all seen the Masterclass Central webpage. This is where all the materials for the class will be housed. Please download those recordings to all your devices so that you have them in case there's no internet service or electricity goes out or whatever, or you just need something to do and you have access to it right there on your devices. So please do that. Number three, I want to encourage you to use the journaling pages every day. Whether you use the paperback or the PDF, please use it. It will support you to apply what you're learning and to use your power every day. You can, if you want the paperback, you can purchase that from Amazon using the information on the Masterclass Central webpage, or you can download the PDF of the journaling pages and the game boards. That PDF is one page only of each page. So you can print out the pages you need and keep them in a three-ring binder, or you can use a spiral notebook and just fill in the notebook pages from the PDF. The link to get that PDF or purchase the journal, if you'd rather have that in your hand copy, is on that Masterclass Central webpage. Okay, number four, if you did not get your invitation to join the private Facebook group, the link for it is on the Masterclass Central webpage and it's in your emails. Please join the group if you can. Then if a question comes up for you or you need support, you'll be able to access something immediately to post to get a response. It may take me a minute, but I absolutely will respond. Okay, number five, when you explore the Masterclass Central webpage, you'll discover that I've already added valuable insight and support tools to the page. Please check it out. Number six, oh, and again, ask questions if you have them. Number six, this really isn't an admin thing, but I want to encourage you to make the conscious effort to focus on your breathing, taking deep breaths as much as possible throughout the day to retrain your vagus nerve is really important. And then you can make breathing deeply your normal way of breathing instead of breathing shallowly and holding your breath when you're stressed. Now, when your body takes in more oxygen, your clarity of thought will be so much better and your body will feel fabulous. You won't get tired as quickly, and your strength and stamina, that's going to be off the charts. Okay, so let's create our safe, sacred space. Okay, so just get comfortable. And we're going to, let's just take a couple of deep breaths together. And when you exhale, just drop your jaw. So we're going to quiet our minds. And then we'll begin with a prayer. Okay. Now I use this quiet your mind exercise in the beginning here because each section addresses different areas of the brain. And that's to relax you and support you to shift your energy to that higher state of love. So just place your feet flat on the floor. And with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now with another deep breath, simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now with another deep breath, on the inhale, focus again on your heart. And on the exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. And we ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. And together we broadcast out love of the highest order, healing from within to without. In deepest gratitude, amen. And with eyes still closed, we come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask Florence's spiritual energy and that of the angelic beings of love and light to join us and create a circle of love. Archangel Michael gently takes your hand and guides you to the circle where Florence and I take your hand and complete our circle. And through the ethers of time and space, we come together as one. And now I ask an aspect of you to please step into the center of our circle. And now with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin with hands our circle of love. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Just see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Florence's books bring us to a new awareness of energy, empowered energy. When you read her words, you can feel that energy moving within you, opening new channels, new avenues of strength. And if you can embrace that energy strong enough, you can lock in that energy with stamina. Stamina to brave the fiercest emotional storm. When you read Florence's books, the energy containers of her words open the way for a new way of being and feeling and thinking. An empowered awareness floods your mind, body, and spirit. The energy of her essence speaks to the heart of your soul. We've spoken many times in the Manifesting with Florence membership about how we're limited on being able to fully convey the depth and expansion of energy because our vocabulary is so limited when it comes to this subject. And that's why I mentioned before about my words conveying energy and speaking to your heart. Today's class is based on the first chapter, The Game. Now, Florence tells us that the object of the game of life is to see clearly one's good and to obliterate out all mental pictures of evil. This must be done by impressing the subconscious mind with realizations of good. She also tells us that we must train the scissors of the mind and that to do this successfully, we must understand the workings of the mind. That's a mouthful for the 21st century. So let's go through the chapter and unpack her principles and concepts, and I'll share action steps and techniques to apply them daily to make your life easier and support you to build a firm, solid foundation of empowerment. That empowerment you feel when you're reading The Game of Life, but still be able to feel it when you aren't. Okay, so Florence teaches us that the game of life is about giving and receiving. Of course, she's talking about reciprocal experiences, like lending you a jacket because you're cold, and you give me a ride home so I don't have to walk. But she's also talking about energy. She's talking about your internal energetic power when she speaks of understanding the workings of the mind and knowing thyself. I know you probably already have a keen understanding of how everything is energy, but again, I want to ask you to set aside what you know and just allow your mind to take in what resonates. So let's dive in. Your thoughts, your words, your beliefs are energy. They're energy containers. Your emotions and feelings, they're energy too. They're energy containers. But before we go any further, I want to be really clear about something. Florence teaches us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. When she says love, she's not talking about how much you love the color blue or that you love strawberries. She's talking about the love that is our essence. And here's where we don't have the proper vocabulary to express this concept. She's talking about a higher awareness of love, that divinity within. So when I first began working with my angelic team, I'd ask my angels, "What's my purpose?" And they'd always answer, "To love." And I'd always respond with, "Just what does that even mean?" I'd respond this way because all I knew was the human definition of love, like I love the color blue and I love strawberries. Most religions teach us that we're separated from this love that Florence was talking about by sin. Now, I was taught that I was separate, alone, empty, and broken. And none of that was true. We're separated from the love that is our essence by fear. And our religions and society as a whole program and teach us that living at a loud vibration of fear is normal. The more I questioned, the more my angels worked to help me understand that this love energy isn't even the feeling of loving a person. In my experience, the closest thing I can compare this to is the unconditional love a lot of us have for our pets. And even then, the love vibration is more. It's bigger. When we're really in it, for lack of a better term, it's a tangible awareness, a peacefulness within that there is nothing to compare it to. It's bliss. It's breathing in love energy of the divinity. I really wanted to understand this, so I kept asking my angelic team, and then I finally figured out that I was asking the wrong question. I asked them to show me what they meant. And voila, abracadabra and open sesame, my angels showed me the way to understand the higher, greater concept, the awareness of unconditional love. Love of all that is, the God part within, which in turn opens the way to know thyself, to grasp the workings of the mind and its feeling whole and complete as one with the greater consciousness, its feeling beyond the analytical mind of the 3D world. It's an experience of aligning the three levels of consciousness to fulfill the square of life, to manifest from within to without limitless, never-ending possibilities, to access the inventory of our field of potentiality. Florence calls this the realm of perfect ideas. Scientists call this the quantum field. This love energy is of the highest order of the spirit, absorbing into the God part within as one, the conscious and the superconscious. It's the zone of genius where all things are possible. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The awareness of the higher vibration of love is not the same as how much I love the color blue. Now, how much I love the color blue is a string of words that make up an energy container. The awareness of the higher vibration of love is an embodiment of consciousness, of limitless beingness, freedom from lack, pain, and suffering, from fear, full and complete freedom. It's a vibration of elevated energy. The awareness is raw, yet all-encompassing, almost tangible. It's peacefulness within that defies description. It's bliss. And from a human frame of reference, our thoughts, words, beliefs, and emotions are energy. And they're either the vibration of love or they're the vibration of fear, never both. My angels were telling me my purpose is to transcend the fear that we take in on a daily basis and embody the vibration of love energy no matter what's going on around us. And that begins by consciously choosing the energy that we want to embody every day. This is an inherent truth that we must keep in mind. We cannot vibrate in the love energy and less than love fear energy at the same time. We're either in the energy of love or fear, never both. And when we consciously choose to embody that vibration of love, we align our three levels of consciousness and the manifestation of miracles becomes inevitable. The universe responds. When we have a painful experience, say we feel the result of someone doing something awful, the typical human way of doing things is to first respond with our emotions of horror, anger, anxiety, or worry, and then to replay the event over and over in our head and dive headfirst into the anger, aggravation, and frustration repeatedly, amplifying that awful energy. What we must understand is the shock of the experience only lasts a few seconds. The reality is that once that shock of an experience is over, we have the opportunity to consciously choose how we continue to react. We have the opportunity to use the power of our conscious thought to regulate our continued response. We have the power within to flush out the chemicals that define the fight or flight feelings. This is a perfect time to use your Chaos Flush energy attunement. Taking that deep breath and on the exhale, activating the Chaos Flush and making the conscious choice to define the energy that you truly wish to embody. We can consciously choose to raise our vibration out of fear to love, shifting us into our power to create a higher outcome. Or we can subconsciously default to the programming of full immersion into the outraged energy of fear that leaves us feeling powerless, locking us into the toxic thinking and feeling loop of the outrage of what happened, wallowing in the uncomfortable emotions. Now you're probably thinking, I'd never consciously choose to wallow in pain. And you're probably right. You wouldn't consciously choose to, but we do it all the time. Because when we're not consciously choosing our energy, we're defaulting to the energy that's most dominant in our subconscious. And that dominant energy is the outrage we just felt about whatever happened. And that's where we store our pain from the past. So let's talk about the three levels of consciousness and their alignment. Florence teaches us of the three levels of consciousness: the subconscious, conscious, and the superconscious. And each one is a vibration of energy. She calls the consciousness the carnal or mortal mind. It takes in the shocks and joys of our physical world. The conscious mind sees life as it appears to be from a human viewpoint. It's analytical, taking in millions of bits of information every second through the awareness of our senses. And we see pain, suffering, and lack. And we see everything else too. But the pain, the suffering, and the lack, those are powerful emotions. They have a big energetic charge. So they get a lot of attention. Now, something you've probably never thought of, we're empathic beings and we feel that pain as well as see it. And that pain translates to fear, and those anxious feelings are imprinted on our subconscious. Florence calls it impressing the subconscious mind. Now, pain in whatever form, whether it's an experience we're involved with directly or something we witness with regard to others, this pain fuels a passionate energetic vibration that imprints our subconscious mind with a vibration that can be to a degree of PTSD. And I don't use this term lightly. I use it to demonstrate the severity of what's happening. If the event was horrific, the PTSD is at a high level. In today's world, we have the definition of PTSD to give us insight as to what we're truly experiencing, a term that Florence didn't have, but it was still a very real thing. When we look at this closer, as an observer, we can clearly see that fear energy initiates fight or flight. So it only makes sense that as we grow up, we can become attuned to absorbing fear energy. As a result, the brain gets trained to let fear in so we can assess the threat. Do we need to take action? Do we need to protect ourselves in some way? The conscious mind processes all this information and stores it in the subconscious, and depending on the level of pain we experience, we may need to hide it in the subconscious in order to continue to function in our everyday world. For example, if we experienced an uncomfortable, painful event as a child where we felt shame, guilt, fear, betrayal, broken, unlovable, all those emotions condense to a belief of not being good enough to be accepted, to be lovable, and that we are of value. And because we're children, we don't have the understanding of the bigger picture to know that what happened was not our fault. Either we misunderstood what was going on because people of authority were upset, or we were actually being abused by a person of authority. As a child, this pain is so severe that we bury it in the subconscious in order to continue to function. And then years later, when something happens that triggers that pain that we've buried, we probably don't know why we're triggered, but we do recognize the pain and we don't like it. It hurts. So we bury it even deeper into the subconscious. This is how the subconscious, which is energetic power without direction, facilitates the manifestation of our reality from traumatic events that were birthed when we were children. And then when you fast forward to being an adult, remember, we're taking in millions of bits of information every second. All this data is coming in so fast that our emotions can be all over the place. And when we're busy, we stuff a lot of those emotions, especially if they're painful. We stuff them into the subconscious where we have no intention of marching in there and sorting those guys out. Florence says the subconscious is an ever-silent listener. Power without induction. It's an archive of past experiences where pain has the loudest voice. The vibration of pain, which can be resentment, anger, despair, feelings of being helpless, powerless and broken, alone and unaccepted, they're all energies of fear. The fear energy of pain gets the focus. Fear is the dominant energy because pain of fear is a passionate, energetic vibration. And this is what we default to when we don't make a conscious choice of the energy that we want to embody each day. And by the time we're an adult, it's normal. Florence tells us that the subconscious is power without direction. It's just holding the space, a very powerful space. This fear energy that's birthed in pain runs in the background, like a Windows operating system that holds the space for your computer to run. The subconscious holds the low vibration of fear from the pain of that belief that you're not good enough. And that energy becomes the vibration of your operating system. As a result, the believing you're not good enough energy is what manifests the experiences of your life by default. What most teachers of the law of attraction don't mention is you're an attraction magnet all the time. All the time. In every waking moment, whether you're aware of it or not, you're manifesting. You're constantly manifesting from the vibration of your thoughts, beliefs, words, but most importantly, from the feeling of your emotions. You're constantly manifesting from the default energy of your subconscious. That's what you're broadcasting out to the universe, and the universe responds. It's just like a microwave vibrating the water molecules of your food to cook it or warm it. We are like human microwaves, but instead of cooking food, you're molding energy into form. The form of experiences and material objects, the energy of your thoughts, words, beliefs, feelings, and emotions vibrate to mold your formless energy into material things and experiences, manifesting what you want and manifesting what you don't want. It's the law of attraction in action. So when you work at manifesting something from the pain or fear vibration of doubt, worry, anxiety, and lack, and you manifest exactly what you do not want, you've actually been very successful. The law of attraction worked. You attracted to you the same vibration you were broadcasting out to the world. You gave and you received. You gave fear energy and you received an experience of the same fear energy. The game of giving and receiving complete. You're constantly creating from the vibration of the energy of your thoughts and beliefs, even hidden beliefs. And the reason they're hidden beliefs is because, as I mentioned before, an experience birthed them that was painful for you. Probably when you were a small child, and it led you to believe that you're not worthy, deserving, or good enough to be, do, and have what you want. The experience, or experiences, are so painful that you buried them in the subconscious because you were a child and you did not know what else to do with them, and you still had to function each day. And this also happens as an adult. Especially when we are in survival mode. Something happens and we just can't deal with it right now, so we stuff it into the subconscious to live to fight another day instead of succumbing to the pain of, I can't do this anymore. Because we're fighters and we want to survive. And now that we know this, it's clearer why sometimes it feels as if it's impossible to feel the joy of experiencing being, doing, or having something that we want. That belief that we're not good enough is between us and immersing ourselves in that joy. So the question is, are you manifesting from a high vibration of love energy that manifests things and experiences that bring you joy? Or are you manifesting from a low vibration of fear energy that manifests life experiences and things that you do not want? If you're vibrating in the frequency of fear, how do you change that? Well, fear energy reveals itself to us through an uncomfortable angst feeling in our body. We decide what we want to be, do, or have, something that we decide on, but immediately we feel uncomfortable. I call this resistance energy, an angst energy in your body when you want something new or different. Remember this. Even though it may feel like the universe is dumping on you, the resistance energy isn't trying to hurt you, stop you, or punish you. It's trying to help you release an energy block and set you free. Set you free so you can hold the energy necessary to manifest what you want. The resistance energy is trying to tell you that you've got a hidden belief of energy that's between you and what you want to be, do, or have. Something that you believe about yourself that is not true. In all probability, the foundation of that belief is that you're not good enough in some way, and it was probably birthed when you were a child, like I talked about before. There was an experience that was incredibly painful, and you didn't know what to do with it, so you buried it in your subconscious. And sometimes the fear energy, it's silent. It's a nudge or weight that you can feel like a straight jacket just paralyzing you. And sometimes it's a thin, raspy, whispering voice that says things like, "You can't have that." Or, "Who do you think you are?" Or maybe, "Nobody's going to like you if you do that." And sometimes it's just a heaviness that hangs out there in the back of your mind and stings you every so often to keep you in line with fear. Fear of lack, fear of disappointment, and fear of more pain. When you recognize the resistance energy, accept what your life is in this moment. Acceptance doesn't mean that you're in agreement with it. Acceptance is simply that, accepting what is without judgment. Acceptance neutralizes the battle within you of your conscious wanting something different, your subconscious holding you back, and your superconscious saying, "Heck yeah, you can have that. I have it right here in the inventory." And then on the heels of that acceptance, immediately accept the fact that you have the power to create a higher outcome, whether you feel like you do or not. State to yourself, "I accept my power and use it to create a higher outcome." You'll see this step-by-step guidance in the Upon Waking Daily Journal pages of the Game of Life Empowerment Journal. Write it down. Anchor your power. Now, what to do with the resistance energy? Quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when it's observed than when it isn't. Florence teaches us to face our fears, and they dissolve to their native nothingness. The instant you look at or observe the resistance energy that you're feeling from being triggered, it immediately begins to lose its power over you. I teach how to follow the breadcrumbs of this energy to where it was birthed, to transform it to the vibration of love and heal the pain, and forgive the situation, the people involved, and yourself. To do this, observe the resistance energy and give it a name. That name could be resentment, betrayal, guilt, shame, anger. Could be anything. Name it as best you can. And when you observe it, to name it, that energy will begin to lose its power. And then when you name it, it's like, whoosh. It loses its power to hurt you. This process moves you through that energy to then observe the energy that's supporting it. Give this next energy that's revealed a name as best you can. Again, it could be anger, guilt, shame, resentment, betrayal. Name it as best you can. You'll feel it losing its power. Move through that energy and look further to see if there's another energy supporting the one you just named. Follow these breadcrumbs of energy till they're all gone and you're free from the trigger, or an event is revealed where the energy was birthed. Probably an event from when you were a child. From this safe space as an adult, you can see that what happened either was not your fault, you were just collateral damage of the energy of the adults around you, or you were being abused by someone in authority, probably someone who you believed loved you. With this understanding, you can infuse the entire situation, all involved, and yourself with love like we did when we created our safe space for this class. Florence teaches us to bless people and situations. Visioning, working with your angels, employs quantum physics to observe the energy, making the experience the most powerful. I teach to ask your angels to join you, create a loving, safe circle, then place the situation in the center and infuse it with love. Do the same with the people and with yourself to heal any guilt you may be holding on to. The more you practice this, the more the love energy flows freely and doesn't feel forced. I've included modules that dive deeper into how to identify resistance energy, following the energy breadcrumbs to rewrite neural pathways of belief or subconscious records, and how to infuse and send love to create a higher outcome. I've included those in the Masterclass Central webpage. These programs walk you step by step to manage this energy. But if you need help, please post in the private Facebook group. If you want private help, you can schedule a private session with me. Now, being self-aware of resistance energy when it's revealed to us is key to processing through it to be free of the energy that's blocking us. When we can transform this fear energy hidden in the subconscious to the love vibration, our subconscious energy becomes more in alignment with our conscious desire and the limitless possibility of the superconscious. Florence teaches us that the superconscious is the God part within us, the realm of perfect ideas where the divine design of our life exists. The superconscious is our higher self. Deepak Chopra teaches this realm of perfect ideas as our field of potentiality. And I mentioned this before, we have an inventory, if you will, of wonderful things and experiences in our field of potentiality. It's already a part of us. Scientists call this the quantum field where energy exists. The superconscious is that space of pure love, that awareness of all that is, that connection to source, the love that is our essence, the greater consciousness, the realm of infinite possibility where all things are possible, healing, material things, deep peace within, unconditional love, happiness, all that makes up the inventory of your version of heaven on earth resides here. Florence states that our true destiny flashes through our minds from this realm of perfect ideas. It's from here that our superconscious whispers to our conscious mind the ideas of what we want, all the things and experiences that will fulfill our square of life, health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression, and everything in between. That sense of peace within, joy and prosperity, all that makes our heart sing with joy, all that's ours by divine right, the experiences that are our version of heaven on earth. And when we faced and transformed the belief of not being good enough that have been hidden in our subconscious to the knowing within the very cells of our body that we're good enough to be, do, and have what we want, the subconscious shifts out of fear to the higher vibration of love, aligning with that happy desire of wanting something in the conscious and the love vibration of the superconscious. This shift in energy rewrites those subconscious records to a new vibration of energy, and all three levels of consciousness come into alignment. This shift of the subconscious to the love vibration reconnects us to the love that is our essence, making manifesting what we want, or better, absolutely inevitable. And when we take that aligned love energy far enough, manifestation becomes instantaneous. You're manifesting from the most dominant emotional energy you're holding in your subconscious, and that energy could be fear energy because you're worried about something, or you're angry, or that energy could be the excited, happy love vibration of gratitude. When you consciously make the choice to be, to embody love energy, you become aware of the resistance energy. Now you know what it is and what to do with it. When you free the subconscious of the negative beliefs and thought patterns from the past, you can flow right into imprinting it with the vibration of gratitude. And gratitude is the closest emotion of love that we can consciously choose to be. And we can choose to be in gratitude anytime, anywhere, in any moment. Being angry about world affairs is a choice. Instead of subconsciously defaulting to anger, consciously choose to infuse the situation and all involved with love of the highest order. That's using your power. You can see from this safe space, free of subconscious records that weren't true, that you have the power to create a higher outcome. To manifest what you want, you can feel it. And by claiming that power, you take dominion of your life. When you embrace and focus on gratitude, when you focus on the joy you feel at the prospect of having already received what you want, you give your subconscious power direction to fulfill the desires of your heart. And this isn't faking it till you make it. Visioning having already received what you want, this or better, focuses your energy and begins to mold formless energy into material things and life experiences. You're imprinting the subconscious with good. And this isn't lying to yourself. You're manifesting a new way of being. You're embodying your new life when there's no sign of it in sight of the analytical physical world. You're working beyond the 3D, observing formless energy into form of material things and experiences. You have the power to bless and to multiply, to heal and to prosper from the foundation of love energy. The first step is to consciously choose to embody love energy, to be love energy, instead of defaulting to whatever energy has been dominating your subconscious. When you choose, any energy that's between you and vibrating in love energy will reveal itself to you as resistance energy in your body. Face it. Observe it. If need be, follow the breadcrumbs of it to where it was birthed. And ultimately, it dissolves to its native nothingness and transforms to love. You can bypass waiting for resistance energy to reveal itself by meditating to elevate your internal frequency consistently every day. By consciously choosing to embody love of the highest order, by infusing all aspects of your life, including your energy centers, with love. Remember, love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, and it's free. All you have to do is use it. Remember, you're always manifesting from within to without. The kingdom is within you. Your field of potentiality, where all the desires of your heart are real, and within your manifesting skill. So to recap what we've covered so far, we dove deep into the nitty-gritty of what love energy really is and how we manifest 24/7 through giving and receiving energy, what the three levels of consciousness are and how to align their energy to manifest what we really want, what resistance energy is and how it speaks to you, guiding you to be free of fear energy, how subconscious records or hidden beliefs are birthed and how to rewrite them, why the subconscious is so powerful and how to give its power direction and imprint it with good, why the conscious mind tunes into pain and suffering above all else and how to manage helpless, negative feelings, what the superconscious is, why trusting it is safe, and how to work with it from a new level of understanding, what resistance energy is, and how to process through it to be free of energy blocks. Your homework is to think of something you want and identify the resistance energy in your body that's blocking you from already having it. When you use the empowerment journal pages upon waking, it will guide you step by step to feeling the energy in your body, to being aware of it. As you write down about gratitude, you'll know whether you're really feeling gratitude or not. Observe the energy using the breadcrumb method I told you about. And if you need more help, listen to the Follow the Breadcrumb recording. And if you need even more help, post in the Facebook community. Now, when you apply what I'm sharing with you, you'll take control of your internal manifesting energy. And best of all, questions are going to come up for you. And now I can answer them. So you'll become even more powerful in the coming weeks. Okay, so one more time, if you have any questions, please post in the private Facebook community. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what your aha moments were as you listened to this recording. Start a discussion. Let's discuss. Okay, so this completes our class content. And next week, we'll dive into Chapter 2, The Law of Prosperity. Thank you for joining me for this magical journey.